Hello.
Hello, hello. We are back. Welcome to another episode of From Venus.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm Rosalie. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a bunch of good artists for you.
Got a wide range of genres for you.
For sure. We actually touch on a lot today.
We do. Mm-hmm. This is very broad.
Exactly.
It's going to be a little bit of a mess, but a good mess.
A good mess. Exactly. So this weather, man. So gross.
How about the weather? Am I right?
Terrible.
So you like airplane food?
What?
You know how like comedians go-tos are like airplane food and weather?
You know what? Yeah, that's kind of right.
No, I know I'm right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy you're sure of yourself.
I am, you know? It's good to be.
Exactly. So who are we kicking things off with today?
We are kicking things off with the song Bros by Wolf Alice. Super cool band. Saw them open for the 1975.
Oh, yeah. Echo Beach. That's where I saw them.
Indeed.
Exactly. Well, let's give her a listen.
Let's
here it is.
Get right into it.
And we're back.
We are indeed.
That was a good first start, eh?
That was a fantastic song.
All right. Well, before we go on, I do have to give a little shout out to my Spanish honeys. Aaliyah and Alyssa and Amber. I don't think she's listening. She might be taking a nap, but love you guys.
Hello to Rosalie's friends.
Exactly. Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys are enjoying it so far.
We love our fans.
We love our fans. XOXO. We do it for the fans.
We do.
So.
Just kidding. We do it for ourselves.
Yeah, mostly. We're selfish.
We do enjoy this.
We're selfish.
Yeah.
Well, the next one we have up
is from the wonderful lady, St. Vincent, her song called Digital Witness.
St. Vincent is super fucking cool. Oh, not a lot of swear on air. There it goes.
Okay. Oops.
Never mind. Super
that.
Beep. Cool.
We'll censor that. We got post-production.
I first heard of St. Vincent when she collabed with Bon Iver. I don't know if there was a song actually for the Twilight movie New Moon. Do you remember their song on it?
I think
it was called Rosalind. It's like a really super sad song.
I don't know that song.
And she featured on it and she was phenomenal. And then I looked up her old, like her single stuff and it was absolutely phenomenal.
Huh. Yeah, she was a member of Sufjan Stevens' touring band before she formed her own.
Sufjan.
I would never pair them together, you know?
No, not at all, honestly. She's super, how could I put it? I feel like Sufjan is super ambient.
And chill.
So is she, but hers is more like
upbeat, a lot of
electronic
time.
And a little bit more harsh.
Yes.
Sufjan is like very, very like soft.
Soft boy.
Soft. No. He deserves better than that. Exactly.
I also just have a quote from her here that I enjoyed because I agree with her and she kind of like, I'm on board with what she's saying. So when asked in a 2014 interview with Rolling Stone whether she identified as gay or straight, because there's a lot of speculation around that. A lot of the time, like, she's been rumored to be dating people like Cara Delevingne, and, you know, people always want to assume and label and know what's going on. So she responded that, I don't think about those words. I believe in gender fluidity and sexual fluidity. I don't really identify as anything. I think you can fall in love with anybody. And she elaborated that, I'm not one for gender or sexual absolution in the main. I fully support and engage in the spectrum. Love an inclusive queen.
We love an inclusive queen. St. Vincent. She's super pretty, too.
She is.
St. Vincent, if you want a date.
If you're listening.
If you're listening, hit me up.
If you want to come on our show, my number is 226.
All right, next up we have Digital Witness by St. Vincent.
Here
hope you enjoy
go.
It. That was funky.
That was Digital Witness by St. Vincent. Very funky.
Very, very funky.
The funkiest, one might say.
No, yeah, super fun song. Next up, we have this new, I don't want to say she's newer. I feel like she started, 2016?
She's newer, yeah.
She's newer. Her name is Sabrina Claudio. I found her off my Spotify, recommended for me. She kind of sounds like a female Daniel Caesar to me.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's a great comparison.
She has like a super airy voice.
Yeah.
And it's very, very calming to listen to. The song is called Unravel Me by Sabrina Claudio. Hope you enjoy.
Something in the sun, oh.
good was that?
You can tell how beautiful she is just because of her voice.
No, dude. At first, I just listened to her, and then I actually clicked on a picture, and I was like, oh.
Like, I can see her there when it is. She sings, you know? Like, I can see it.
No, she's beautiful.
She looks exactly how you'd expect from her voice.
No, for
and
sure.
And it's gorgeous.
She has a very intimate way of performing, I find,
that
too.
That is an excellent way Do you know, of like describing her.
Her music is super intimate. It like, is. I feel a little uneasy, but happy
like
to be
best
there.
Way.
But happy to be
like, you
there.
Just kind of want to, like, slowly groove.
That's it. You got
That's
it.
That's exactly it. Rosalie, what are we playing next?
Next up, we have this band. Don't know if you've ever heard of it. Super low-key band.
Yeah.
Canadian, might I add, from Toronto. Uh-huh. This band called Metric.
No,
probably never heard
in
of
my
them.
Life
there.
I've heard of them.
No, honestly though,
who?
In all honesty, Metric is a Toronto band formed in 1998. Didn't know they were that old. I had no idea they were playing for that long.
That is, yeah.
I had no idea. 1998. That's a while ago.
I assumed
that's
they
20
were
20 years
that's
ago.
20 years ago. I love math. I assumed they were newer because I'm just shocked they're still together and
that's
doing
what I'm
stuff.
Saying,
if they've
yeah.
been together that long.
But yeah, the band formed in 1998 with Emily Haynes on vocals, James Shaw, Joshua Weinstead, and Jewel Scott Key. The band first started with the name Mainstream in 1998, but soon after changed it to Metric. Such a better name.
That is so great, though, of band name, Mainstream.
No.
No, because you're like, you know, and you're like, oh, I don't listen to them. They're too mainstream. They're literally like, we are mainstream.
You know what? I kind of get it.
It's really meta, you know?
Ew.
Am I wrong?
I guess not.
No, I'm not.
Metric has won countless awards, consisting of the Canadian Album of the Year for their album Live It Out, Best Alternative Album, Alternative Album of the Year, and they also have a couple of Junos under their belts.
Junos. The most prestigious of awards.
Exactly. I feel like every Canadian has heard Metric at least once.
I feel
know?
Like even if you don't think you know them, you hear a song
no,
and you're
you
like, oh,
song,
I know that one.
You're like, oh, yeah, like I definitely know them. They're a huge Canadian band that gets a lot of hits on the radio. That's for sure. Yeah, I've even heard them from alternative radio stations like 102.1 The
I
Edge.
Hear them
and
a lot
then
on there, yeah.
I've heard them on like, let's say like 92.5, you know, stuff that plays more current pop music and rap. I've heard them on there as well. Haynes actually went to the Etobicoke School of Arts where she met Amy Milan and Kevin Drew, who are members of an amazing band called Broken Social Scene.
Oh, such a good
yeah,
band.
Yeah, another
saw
Canadian
them open
one.
For Arcade Fire, also Canadian.
They're
brilliant
phenomenal.
Bands.
So many good Canadian bands.
I
like,
know.
You wouldn't think, but at the same time, like, considering, like, Drake and The Weeknd are probably one of the biggest artists. Like, I personally don't really frequent them, but they are one of the biggest artists in the world, both of them, and they're both from here. Shawn
yeah.
Mendes is also on that list. Justin Bieber's on that list, you
mm-hmm.
know. He have,
lives here apparently now.
Oh yeah, he moved to. hey, Justin,
apparently.
If you're listening, come on our show. We know that you're not that far away. But yeah, so the band moved to New York before being offered a record deal in London.
Oh, right, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The band then signed with UK's Chrysalis Records. I've personally always known Metric for their hits like Help I'm Alive, Give Me Sympathy, and Gold Gun Girls. But this song that we're going to be playing for you guys today is called Black Sheep. And I first heard this song in one of my favorite movies of all time, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, where Brie Larson covers it. And it was absolutely phenomenal. I was blown away.
I did not know Brie Larson covers it.
Brie Larson has a phenomenal voice also.
I didn't know that.
She's such a queen. She plays an alternative pop artist in the movie. Her name's Envy in the movie. She's actually badass.
I know she had like a super Disney pop star career as a teenager.
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson.
No way.
Didn't really go anywhere, but probably for the better.
No, yeah. She's a phenomenal actress. I love her. And like I just saw The Room.
Oh, crying.
Not too long ago.
Crying. You saw Room, not The Room.
Oh, is it? No, yeah. The Room is...
The Room is very different. That's
yeah,
Tommy Wiseau.
That's Tommy Wiseau.
Very
yeah, yeah. No, I'm talking about Room.
Yes.
She was in it. She's phenomenal. But yeah, Black Sheep by Metric is super, super fun. Like, it's rock and roll, but it's super fun, you know?
Shall we...
Let's play it for him.
All right.
All right, here we go. Black Sheep by Metric. Hope you guys enjoy. That song just puts me into such a good mood.
I kind of want to, like, fight somebody now.
It's like a fight. Like
but in, like,
someone,
a good way.
But in
like,
a good way.
Yeah, like, I want to aggressively
like
hug you.
Aw. Guys, give us a second. No, yeah, Metric, super, super famous band from Toronto. I think everyone knows them, for sure. Even my mom, and she's
really?
She's a straight-up fob.
Yeah.
She knows Metric, so.
I love your mom.
I love my
Rosalie's
mom.
Rosalie's mom, if you're listening.
Hi, Mom, I love you.
Love you. So next up, we're going to be playing a song by Lorde. More of her, I guess I kind of want to say, like, lesser-known one, The Love Club. It's from her first EP.
Isn't that from Pure Heroine?
No.
What?
Incorrect. It's from... I don't know
if it was, did she not put it on
it
there?
It was an album. No, it was her first album.
It called says the it Club. Right there. No. Album, Pure Heroine, right beside it.
It's not from Pure Heroine, I guarantee you.
Well, it could have come out as a single before, but it's on Pure Heroine.
It's on her first album, though, also.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's fight about it.
Okay. It's on her very first album. This was, like, one of the songs that really got me into her. I don't want to say she's, like, underrated, because obviously everybody
Lorde
knows her name.
Lorde is definitely not underrated.
No. Everyone knows her name, but I feel like nobody knows the songs that aren't on the radio, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the song and... Because her first EP and her first album... No, this is... She released this on an EP before Pure Heroine. And
she's,
that's where I discovered her.
Is she not, like,
fantastic.
Super young?
She's... I'm pretty sure she's our age or a year older than us.
No, I feel like when, like... what was her famous one? Oh, my God.
Royals.
When Royals came out, I'm pretty sure she wrote it when she was, what, 16?
She said she wrote it when she was 16. I think she's a few years... I think... I don't know. She's
if
young.
If she's that much younger
young.
Than me and this is what I'm doing...
I know.
That makes me absolutely depressed.
I just feel like so many of her songs are, like, they feel like emotions, you know?
They are. They're super emo.
But
in a good way. In a good way.
It's, like, simultaneously emo, but also uplifting.
No, exactly.
Without further ado.
Here it is. Love Club by Lorde. And we're back.
Doesn't that song make you, like, feel like you're living in the suburbs of a small town?
That's very specific, Stephanie.
And you're just, like, hanging out with your friends, but your friends are kind of, like, not great people.
That's a super specific scenario. I can't.
But it's also, like, they're the only
relate.
Ones who love you.
I
you know? Isn't that,
I'm
like,
sorry that that's the
that?
Life you live.
No, it's absolutely not. I love my friends. Hi, friends. But, you know, that's just what
Hi
I get.
Hi, friends in general.
that's what I get.
All right, well, I just want to give a little shout out to my old boss, Ricky, from Lester and Oak.
Hello, Ricky.
If you guys don't know what Lester and Oak is, they are a kick-ass consignment vintage thrift store, Uptown Waterloo.
This is not sponsored.
This is not sponsored, although I would love a sponsorship.
Please sponsor us.
If you guys want to pay us to advertise you. Nah, but yeah, super, super sick store. If you guys ever want to go thrifting for some good stuff, definitely check them out. Lester
that's
and
true.
Oak, Google it.
90% of my clothes are from there.
For real.
But they're not paying us to say this, so let's move on.
Exactly. Sorry, Ricky. That's
enough. Sorry, Ricky. Love you, bud.
All right. Next up, we have The Mother We Share by Churches.
I believe it's pronounced Churches. Churches.
It's in all capitals. The U is a V.
Was Churches copyrighted? So
you
they
know
had
what?
To
the Catholic
the
Church,
U
the Catholic
me.
Church, the Pope went, you can't do this. Definitely not allowed to call
the
your
Pope
band
went,
Churches. Nuh-uh.
We have that copyrighted. You can't use the word Churches.
For real.
Put in a V.
Exactly. But yeah, this song for me was just, in general, like, the sense of 2015. It's specific for me to say that, but I...
You said my story was specific. You're like, doesn't this song
at least mine's a general year. Yours
yeah,
is such
like,
a specific
that's
scenario.
That's even weirder that it's a general year, because what does that mean?
Okay, whatever.
So much happens in a year.
Maybe you'll listen to it and understand.
Yeah, I do love Churches.
Churches. So I actually saw them at Way Home Music Festival, and they were just such a pleasure to listen to. The band is from Glasgow, Scotland, consisting of Ian Cook, Martin Doherty.
Doherty.
I don't know how to do a Scottish
Doherty.
Accent. Doherty. And frontwoman Lauren Mayberry. She's actually been compared to the guy that plays Mike in Stranger Things.
Pardon?
Finn Wolfhard. They kind of look
Pardon
the same.
Me.
They kind of look the same. You
okay,
have to. It's
not
a,
where I thought that was going.
It's a hilarious meme. You have to look it up.
I will.
We stand meme culture on this show.
Uh-huh. We are relatable teens.
But yeah, so here it is, The Mother We Share by Churches.
I believe you mean Churches.
Ugh, I just feel so relaxed and happy now.
That was groovy.
It was fun.
It was
it's a nice
like,
song.
Ambient and nice.
No, it's a really like, it makes you feel good,
I'm
you know?
Groove. Always now.
All right, we're going to have to end the show early then.
Sorry, guys. I got to go groove.
Who's up next, Stephanie?
Up next, we have a queen, Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
The song we're going to be playing is Diamond Heart from her album Joanne, which in my opinion is one of the greatest albums of all time.
Joanne. She has a cowboy hat on in that picture. Does she know?
Yeah, it's kind of like there's some songs that are very...
Southern.
Like, yeah, they have Southern. A little bit of like the grassroots sound.
I love that.
This is literally all I listened to my first year of university.
Really? That's why you're such a country girl, eh?
I am a country girl. Catch me at Dallas.
Never.
No, just kidding. I've never had a good experience there.
Have you seen, you just recently saw A Star Is Born, right?
Yes. So here's my excuse for only, I'm so late to that.
I'm late as well. I did not watch it when it first came out. I think I watched it a couple weeks ago or maybe last month.
Yeah, I literally just saw it a few days ago.
I just now recovered.
Yeah, no, honestly.
I just now recovered.
I wanted to wait till it was at Princess because, first of all, local. Second of all, half the price of regular movie theaters.
Or just stream it.
No, it's so much better to see movies in a theater.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, you have the whole sound. It's all meant to be seen in a theater.
That's what it's made for.
So, yeah, I cried for, like, 2 hours.
Spoiler alert. You cried?
No,
Don't ruin the movie for other people.
I cried because I was so happy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I cried because a star was born. They had a baby, and its name was Star. So, Star was born.
There it is.
You see? You get it?
No, phenomenal movie, though. Bradley Cooper, that was his first time directing, was it not?
Yeah.
He did a good job.
I actually can't fact check that. I don't know if that's true.
No, I think he produced and directed it.
Mm-hmm. I know he directed it. I don't know if he's directed before, but we're going to
go with that. No, that was his first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His dog was also in it.
Oh, his puppy.
Yeah.
He was
the
phenomenal.
The dog's name was Star, and Star was born.
Don't. Honestly.
The dog's name was Star, and he gave birth to the dog Star.
Okay, Stephanie, I'm going to kick you off.
Good luck.
I actually have not listened to Lady Gaga since her album Art Pop. Remember that one?
I remember it.
That was the only. That was the only full Lady Gaga album I ever really listened to. Mm. Of course, The Shallows. I play a lot. Mm-hmm. Sing it in the shower. It's kind of one of those shower songs for sure.
No, definitely recommend listening to this album in full. It's perfect. So let's get grooving.
All right, Diamond Heart, Lady Gaga.
Young wild American, looking to be something.
That was Queen and Goddess Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Fun fact, her name is Stephanie.
Oh, do you feel connected to her?
Yeah, it's like her and Stevie Nicks, both real name are Stephanie, and it validates me.
So you're just another powerful woman.
Yeah.
Nobody has my name. You know what, though?
But that makes you... original.
But that means that I have to be the one to start it. All right?
Yeah.
So just wait till I'm famous and rich and I have a yacht.
And I'll be living in your basement.
People are going to name their kids after me.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
You dig? You down?
I'll live in your house and I'll name my kid after you.
Perfect.
Awesome. Okay.
I'll take it. What's up next, Stephanie?
What is up next? Well, Rosalie, it is Kiss With a Fist by Florence and the Machine.
Florence Welch.
Just an absolute
beautiful
lady.
She's angelic.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I could say her and like describe in one word, I'd say to angelic. My friend Julia actually showed me a live, was it live? No, it was live. A performance of her. She was performing at a festival outside. I do not remember for the life of me what song.
Gorgeous.
What song she was playing, but basically right in the middle of her performance, thunder and lightning and rain just started pouring down over everybody, and the lightning actually corresponded with the song, like when her voice hit the note.
That is her
like
power.
Lightning. She's a witch, but
that
in
is
the best
true power.
In the best way. I need to figure out what song it was. We'll have to find out.
All right, we will get going with the song, and you can keep us updated.
Oh, Sky Full of Song.
Oh, beautiful.
Sky Full of Song. Also, fun fact about Florence Welch. She was found, like, discovered musically. She was drunk singing in a bar bathroom.
I've heard that.
I think I've told you this before. I read this, and I absolutely lost my mind. She was just going to the... she's British, right?
The loo.
The loo. She's off to the loo.
Right.
And she was just drunk singing in there. Someone gave her the card, like their card, their business card, and was like, your life's going to change forever. And it did. And that's how it worked for her.
Her power is remarkable.
For real.
So shall we give her a listen?
Let's do it. Kiss with a fist.
And I set fire to our bed. You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head.
That was Kiss with a Fist by Florence and the Machine.
That one's epic.
It is.
That one also makes me want to fight, but happily. Evan.
Evan is going to
Evan Lanzaris is listening live. Hey, Evan, how are you? We're looking to fight if you want to join us.
But good fight. Like aggressive hugging.
Exactly.
That sounds really weird.
play fighting. That's what it is.
Okay. We're getting into some strange territory. Shall we move on?
So the next song that we have up for you is You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Tell me about it, Rosemary.
Now, Carly Simon is a queen. I absolutely love this woman. She's one of the most popular singers of the 70s. And this song is about a self-absorbed lover, which absolutely caused a lot of speculation over who was written about. Carly Simon claims that it was about three different men. However, one of them was named publicly, and it was actor Warren Beatty.
Pardon?
Do you know him?
Yes.
Yeah, he's most known for his role in as Clyde in Bonnie and Clyde. Mm-hmm. What else was he in?
That's where I know him from.
Bonnie and Clyde, yeah. Right? Yep, there it is.
Also a great musical.
Yeah, not really a musical person, but I know that you are.
You're correct.
Exactly. So Simon says that this song is in general about her experience with men, not necessarily about a specific man. However, people like David Bowie, Dave Cassidy, and Cat Stevens were all cited by the press as possible subjects to the song.
Cat Stevens hurt anybody.
You know what, though? You don't know that.
No, I do. I do know that he would. I just get the vibe that it's a front, you know?
For sure. David Bowie,
like,
too.
I'm
going to
change my name and be this pure human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love you, Cat Stevens.
I find that music from this time period was just so juicy.
It was.
Full of gossip, juice. Hatred.
Yeah.
Full of tea, you know? They spill the tea.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal, though. This song absolutely slaps, and it's really fun to sing in the shower, the car, your room, honestly, everywhere. When I was actually...
go to your local supermarket.
Exactly. Just sing it in the aisles, man. Yeah. Aisle three. Go off.
Yeah.
But actually, yesterday when I was listening to our playlist for today, while I was getting ready for bed, I sang this so loud, and I felt bad for my roommates that had to listen to me. But you know what?
Happens.
For Carly Simon, you have to do it. And... a fun fact about this song that I want to mention before we actually play it is that Mick Jagger actually sings backup vocals on this track.
Is he credited or is
he's,
it just
No,
like
he's
a
absolutely
fun
credited.
Back.
He just got brought in. He sings backup vocals. And it's funny because I did not know that at first. And then when I did research on the song for the show, I read that he does backup vocals. I listened to it over again and you can hear him clearly.
That's insane.
You can hear that it's Mick Jagger's voice on there.
Like the song... Somebody's Watching Me. Michael Jackson,
yeah.
Vocals on that. And no one knows about that. He's not credited or anything. But
who's that song originally by?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
I honestly thought
Michael Jackson.
I kind of thought it was Michael Jackson.
No. It was his friend. And then
sorry,
he
Michael.
Michael and wasn't credited. But
well.
Yeah. It do be like that sometimes.
Well, yeah. Well, definitely listen out for Mick Jagger singing backup. But obviously the song and the show is about women. So definitely... Shout out to women. Give a listen to Carly Simon, You're So Vain. God.
I would never have noticed Mick Jagger's vocals on that if that wasn't pointed out
I know. I listened to the song for like years and I had no idea, but then when I had to do research for it, and I read that, I listened to it back, and I went, holy crap. Like,
that is such a
like
fun
you
fact.
Actually hear it right at the chorus at the You're So Vain.
I love a good fun fact.
For real. Phenomenal song.
Brilliant.
Every time I'm mad at men, which is kind of often. Nah, just kidding. I love listening to that song, though. It's super, super good.
Yeah.
So this is where we wrap up, ladies and gentlemen. This is our last song of this episode. Thank you for tuning in again. We're going to be finishing it off with... I don't know. Is it Kim Carn? Kim Carnes? Don't know how to say her last name properly.
I want to say
Kim Carnes. Yeah.
I think it's Kim Carnes. I could be wrong.
You know what, Kim, if you're listening.
Feel free to correct us.
Phone in. Tell us how to say it. But yeah, it's her song, Betty Davis Eyes. This is my absolute favorite rendition of this song. I think it's the original. She didn't write it. I Googled that.
You fact checked.
I did fact check
nice.
This time.
Look at you.
You have to do that, you know? But yeah, this is my favorite version of the song. I know there's a million out there. But yeah, Karn spent 9 weeks at the top of the Billboard charts. Charts? Excuse
good?
Me.
You all right?
Yeah, sorry. Right. I'm just so excited.
I know. No, I get it.
Can't wait to play it, you know? spent 9 weeks at the top of the Billboard charts in 1981 with this hit. She started performing as a singer all throughout the 60s in LA, as well as writing songs for other artists, and her unique raspy voice definitely makes her stand out from most female singers. You know the song, right, Steph?
I do. I don't know how I feel about this song.
Really?
It's great to, like, groove to, but you listen to the lyrics, and you're like...
It's weird.
None of this makes sense.
I mean, talking about a woman with Betty Davis eyes.
That's the only part that makes sense.
That'll kind of eat you for lunch. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
Well, like a woman that kind of...
They're there.
Yeah, yeah. take them as you will. I find the song absolutely groovy.
It is a groovy song.
Super fun to listen to.
It's just one of those ones where you're like, oh, yeah, and then you listen to the words, and you're like... Okay.
You know what? I actually had that. You know Shaggy, like the artist.
Yes.
Who doesn't know Shaggy?
I do know him personally. Yeah.
Personally, you know Shaggy?
Yes.
It's hilarious because my parents used to play him around the house when I was young, right? And I listened for real. And I remember growing up, like I think when I was in middle school or high school, and I actually listened to the words that he was singing, and I went, "You really played this stuff around me, huh?" As a baby, like you never thought. Maybe I would understand them. Or...
Yeah, my mom played Spring Awakening a lot when I was a child, and there's some raunchy stuff in there.
You know what, though? It's all for music.
It's, you know?
All for the music.
That explains a lot about my personality to this day, so...
You're affected.
Shout out to my mom.
You're affected. But yeah, thank you for tuning in again. This has been From Venus. We're going to be back again.
Same time next week.
Same time, same place. Day. Next week, Tuesdays, 1 to 2 p.m.
Prime time, baby.
Exactly. Thank you for tuning in again. And we're going to be finishing off with Kim Carnes. Here is Betty Davis Eyes. Have a good afternoon.